of atomic energy is always accompanied by certain invisible but powerful radiations. Nuclear radiations. Radiations which can be dangerous. Our principal interest in radioactive fallout concerns the possible danger of biological damage. Will it hurt people? And if so, in what ways? And how much? Radioactive fallout includes radioisotopes which emit alpha particles, beta particles, and gamma rays. Much of the strontium-90 is carried up into the stratosphere. It spreads over the whole Earth and is gradually deposited during a period of years. At the present time, strontium-90 is not considered a serious threat. We do know that strontium-90 has caused bone tumors in animals under experimental conditions. The question of permissible radiation dosage in humans remains the all-important consideration. When radiating waves or particles pass through a substance, some of them bump into molecules. And this is serious. Every living cell contains a collection of tiny units called genes. Taken together, the genes determine the characteristics with which an individual is born. The inheritance mechanism is particularly sensitive to radiation. This has given rise to much concern about radiation-induced genetic mutations. We do not know the exact process by which mutations occur, but we do know that they can be caused by radiation. Presently existing evidence indicates that fallout has caused only a small increase in background radiation and, correspondingly, only a minute increase in mutations. Perhaps the only positive statement we can make is that we have so far found no beneficial effect of penetrating radiation on healthy living matter. On the other hand, we have not observed any significant effect on the health and well-being of the human race as a whole. So the studies of radioactive fallout remain inconclusive. Only the future will produce scientifically acceptable answers.
Thank you. onto your wall while you're sitting. Before we start Travel on Gamelan, I'd like to thank everybody for being here. Happy Father's Day for those of you that are fathers. And I'd like also to thank Phil Niblock for the use of this projector. And let's see, I guess a word about Travel on Gamelan. Travel on Gamelan is now 30 years old, kind of hard to believe, for me anyway. And this is the first time it's been played in New York City. So off we go. Thank you.
Thank you.
bicycles. Thanks to Jason Katie for getting the bicycles. When he was bringing them over on Thursday, he was riding in Brooklyn with two bicycles, one he was on and one that was next to him. And the policeman stopped him and said, "Where are you going with that bicycle?" And Jason said, "Well, believe it or not, this is for a concert." And to New York's finest credit, they believed him. thank you, Jason, for getting the bicycles. There will be a short break now, okay? announcement, and that is that on Tuesday night, I'm giving a workshop over at Harvestworks. I'm working with PiezoDiscs, if you're interested. And there's maybe still some space available, so maybe we'll call it there. If you have questions, please stick around and speak to me as I'm cleaning up my stuff. Thanks again.